Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. Ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft will no longer be able to make curbside pickups and drop-offs at Logan's terminals. Instead, they'll have to find, or leave, riders at the airport's central garage. Also, there will be an additional fee of $3.25 for people getting dropped off by a ride-sharing service at the airport. Those are among the new rules approved earlier today by the Massport Board. WBUR's Quincy Walters was at that meeting and joins us now in studio. Quincy, thanks for coming in.
No problem, Callum.
So I sketched out a few of the particulars there, but could you fill in a little bit more details and explain why Massport is making these changes?
Right. So the goal is to reduce the traffic congestion that happens going into and out of Logan. In the months leading up to this, the reduction of CO2 emissions was sort of an equal goal, but at today's vote, the word environment was only mentioned once, and there was no mention of environment or CO2 emissions in the press release. But back to that reduced congestion, Massport is adding that $3.25 fee for ride-hailing services in the hopes that people will take other forms of transportation. There's also a slight discount if you share your ride, and there's also going to be a central area to be picked up and dropped off. Now you can get dropped off curbside, but that will change when the plan is expected to go into effect this fall. Curbside drop-off will only be offered between the hours of 4 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder whether $3.25 will really change behavior. A thing I'm wondering too, though, Quincy, is that, you know, the context here is that just this week we had a report from the Massinc polling group about our frustration, our collective frustration with congestion in this area. They found that 30% of Massachusetts residents who have commutes longer than 45 minutes, so basically everybody, right, have considered leaving the area altogether because they're so fed up with the state's transportation system. So I guess what I'm wondering is if this proposal could address those frustrations in East Boston, where the airport is, but what kind of pushback is Massport getting for the plan?
Yeah, so it's come from different groups, but much pushback has come from advocates for disability rights. So Bill Henning, director of the Boston Center for Independent Living, had some thoughts.
There are various challenges if you don't have curbside drop-off. You know, somebody who's blind might not be oriented on where to go to the terminal. People with respiratory disabilities, mobility disabilities of other kinds might have challenges getting to the gates for their flights.
And Massport reps have said that they will work with the disability community to figure out accommodations. Today, they say they want this to have a minimal impact for people with disabilities. And some people also challenged the fee. So Heather Stagner, who was visiting Boston on business earlier this week, said she wasn't happy about the increased fare hikes.
I mean, if it was at, you know, $3.75 and up to $5, that is quite a hike. It does seem a little bit high, considering if you're just being dropped off at the airport.
And, of course, Uber and Lyft aren't too happy about this either.
I can imagine.
Earlier this week, Uber spokesman Harry Hartfield said in a statement that while the company wants to work with Massport, it considers this plan, quote, unfair, and that it will force rideshare customers to pay more and get less.
I imagine the unfair would have something to do with making the comparison between ride-hailing services and taxis, right? So what is the comp there, Quincy? Are taxis exempt from this?
Right. So, Callum, at the moment, no effect for taxis. The folks at Massport say that the volume of taxis in and out of Logan is significantly less than ride-hailing trips. I asked if there's been any lobbying from taxi drivers, and the answer was no, and that there's been no talks with them.
Interesting. Well, you know, it was interesting to hear from that that rider, Heather Stagner, talking about, you know, maybe even a $5 fee being too high or the $3.25 where they ended up. But, you know, other cities do charge more, Quincy. I mean, in Seattle, there's a $6 fee for ride-sharing services. It's double that, $12 in Orlando. And they've still experienced some success. So I guess how much of this boils down to the way major cities are trying to deal with the ride-sharing services and what their impact is on the broader transportation picture in those cities as well?
Yeah, so first off, Massport is contending that their proposed hike, which will probably go into effect later this year, is significantly less than other cities comparatively. But ultimately, Massport is hoping that this is going to change the transportation ecosystem in Boston, where people use more public transportation and less private vehicles. And they're expecting this price hike to tilt the scale toward that. Lizzie Wyant with the Metropolitan Area Planning Council says this price increase will definitely change behavior.
So if we price people accordingly, they will actually change the way that they come in. And I think that the reason that this proposal is so important is because you couple that pricing structure with an opportunity for people to use a different mode of transportation.
And Wyant says at the same time, there will have to be improvements to Logan Express, which is the airport's bus shuttle, and Massport says it intends to do that.
Right, I would think so, right, Quincy? Because if you really want to change people's behavior, you're an extra few bucks in the scheme of a trip where you're spending probably hundreds of dollars on the plane ticket and then whatever else for the hotel and the rental car when you get to where. I mean, it strikes me that maybe a few bucks isn't going to be enough to swing people's behavior unless you improve the public transit options
right? You have to give people an option.
So when are we going to see the effects of this? I mean, what's the timeline? Is this going in tomorrow or do we have a little bit of a wait time?
No, so that remains to be seen. So the plan is expected to start taking place in October. The board wants to meet every 6 months to get a continuous update on how all of this plays out. And Stephanie Pollack, who's the head of the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, says their desired goal of reducing congestion won't happen overnight, but that there's a willingness to see the plan through and change it as necessary to make getting to and from the airport a less gridlocked experience.
Okay. Well, I guess you can pencil that an assignment for yourself in 6 months' time.
Right. I'll see you then.
We'll talk to you then. That's WBUR's reporter Quincy Walters. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Callum.